This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Hey, you're back in the sports bar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon at AM 950 and 95.7 FM. Danger and Battaglia. Proud to welcome in our next guest. He covers the Oklahoma Sooners. For the Oklahoman, it's Ryan Aber with his annual visit into the sports bar. Ryan, how have you been?
Doing great. How are things going up there in New York?
It's snowing. It's cold. It's not the time of year you want to be up here, Ryan. I'll just put it that way. But
I have been in Syracuse in a very cold portion of the year. So I understand that, and it's certainly not somewhere. I love that area of the country, but wouldn't want to be up there during the winter very much.
Well, it's funny, and I was having this conversation with a coworker the other day, Ryan. I mean, you know, I think everybody says when they justify why they live here, oh, it's great, you get all four seasons. But you get to this point of the year, it's like, yeah, I don't really care about the seasons. I really don't care. The seasons don't matter to me. I think I just take a day where, you know, we get to see some sun and we don't get pelted with snow. But, Ryan, we didn't have you on to talk about our climate, to talk about how things are going there in Oklahoma. We want to talk Kyler Murray, because it was last year at this time we wanted to know as much as we could about Baker Mayfield. And listen, you just keep churning out these blue chip prospects into the NFL. Kyler Murray, we see these gaudy numbers, Ryan, but can Kyler Murray's production with the Sooners in college, can that translate to wins for a team in the NFL?
You know, I think it can, and I don't know. I wouldn't have said that a year ago. I wouldn't have said it early in the season, but the combination of one thing, what Kyler Murray did during his only season as Oklahoma starting quarterback, the accuracy with which he was able to throw the ball, the fact that he was able to overcome some size questions about him, even at the college level, and have that success, plus the success that quarterbacks like Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes, Big 12 quarterbacks, especially Mayfield being in Lincoln Riley's system, the success that he was able to have in the NFL, the combination of those things leads me to believe that Kyler Murray can certainly be an effective quarterback at the next level.
Ryan Aber, he's the Sooners beat writer for the Oklahoman, our guest. Lots being made about Kyler Murray's dad. How impactful has he been in Kyler's development, and do you think he's the one making the calls on behalf of his son right now?
Well, you know, I really don't think he's the one making the calls. I don't think this is a situation like a LaVar Ball type deal. I think certainly Kyler Murray has a unique perspective of things because of his father's success as a quarterback and as even a quarterback coach in the Dallas area, and obviously success playing at Texas A&M, his uncle's success being a Major League Baseball player. But I think as much as anything, this was just this decision that Kyler Murray came to earlier this week, or made public earlier this week, was about, one, the realization that he loves football a little bit more than he loves baseball, which I think a lot of us that have been around the program sort of got that sense over the last half of the season. And two, the fact that he had a viable path to the NFL, which, as I mentioned, with his size and some other questions, that was in doubt even after he was the number 9 overall pick in last summer's Major League Baseball draft.
Ryan, he's saying all the right things. If you're an NFL fan, you love what he's saying, that he's going to commit himself. If you're an executive and you had any doubts about his dedication to the sport, he's saying all the right things, but he's saying all the right things. What if he gets drafted by a team like Jacksonville? And then all of a sudden he says to himself, yeah, I can still play baseball. I mean, it's still got the A's telling me that they want me. If Murray gets drafted by a team, I contend that he has, you know, as much power in this draft as Eli Manning had, or as John Elway had in the past, Bo Jackson. I mean, yeah, if he gets drafted by a team that he doesn't want to play for, well, what's the chance that he ends up playing in Oakland for the A's after the draft is all said and done anyways?
Well, I think that is a definite possibility, that he can use that to sort of dictate where he winds up. that he winds up in a situation that he's comfortable with, because he's got that out. And with the NFL draft, the way it's structured, you've only got that year with his rights. So he would go back into the draft after a year, and we've seen that happen before. So I think that you're right. Kyler Murray has as much control as we've seen a player have in a long, long time, because if he doesn't like where he ends up, he's got other options, and his other option is a pretty lucrative one with the Oakland A's, with the contract that he has there, and the A's have signaled that they would love to have him there if he's able to come and makes the decision to report whenever that is, whether it's Friday when he was scheduled to report, or after the NFL draft, or any time after that.
Ryan, I would think that baseball would, they need a win like this, and Rob Manfred would never admit to something like this, but I think part of the problem just has to be, it's Oakland, too. I mean, if you had his rights going to the Yankees or the Red Sox, the Dodgers, whoever, a major market team with a high profile, maybe we're having a different conversation. Did you at all cover Murray, the baseball player? I mean, what can you share with us if that ends up being the remote option here? Just how good can he be at that sport if he decides to go that route?
Yeah, I did cover Kyler Murray, the baseball player, pretty extensively over the last couple seasons, although he struggled a lot two seasons ago, was hurt for a lot of the year. But this year, Kyler Murray showed the promise that we'd all heard about. Really a four-tool player right off the top of the bat, with his ability to run and throw and play the field, things like that. His bat is a work in progress, but he showed a lot of progress there this season, and I think if he was to develop to devote 100% of his time to baseball, he could be an all-star caliber player. Now, will that happen, or would that happen? You know, baseball is such a crapshoot as far as that goes, but there's been a lot of comparisons with him to Andrew McCutchen, to guys like Ricky Henderson, obviously, the Oakland connection, and I think he's got that kind of ability. Now, I'm not saying he would be like Henderson and be a Hall of Famer, he's got a lot of those tools that you really, really like to see with a top-of-the-order guy.
Covering the Sooners for the Oklahoman, Ryan Aber, our guest here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Ryan, you heard the quotes from Cliff Kingsbury during the season. I think it's interesting that Murray shares now the same agent as Cliff Kingsbury. Those comments that he made last season about Kyler, I mean, that's him pumping the tires of an opponent, right? I mean, even though he said it, Arizona couldn't possibly be serious about taking Kyler Murray number one overall in the draft, could they?
You wouldn't think so with their quarterback situation, what it is with Rosen and the fact that they just took him. You wouldn't think they would move on from him that quickly. Although the Kyler Murray relationship with Cliff Kingsbury goes back long before those comments that were made last year. And I think a lot of it was just, you know, being very complimentary of an opponent. But also, Cliff Kingsbury was part of Kyler Murray's recruitment to Texas A&M, and then Cliff Kingsbury tried to get Kyler Murray to flip to Texas Tech after he took that head coaching job, and I think it was something that, while Kyler Murray stuck with his original commitment and wound up at Texas A&M, he has a very good relationship with Cliff Kingsbury, and I think that also plays a role. Now, I think that Kyler Murray probably fits in better with Cliff Kingsbury's system than Josh Rosen, but at the same time, like you mentioned, I don't think that Arizona would move on that quickly, given their quarterback situation right now.
Ryan, as far as Murray, the 1 year on the gridiron, we see the film, we saw the wins and everything, but having covered him, does he have that it factor that you would look for in a franchise quarterback? Does he command the room? How does he deal with the media? How do his teammates respond to him? As you know, the quarterback position at that level, a lot goes into it. So how is he in that regard?
Yeah, I think he's a guy who has the potential to do that. Now, he's not as bombastic as Baker Mayfield, and he's not as quite as media friendly as Baker Mayfield is. But at the same time, talking to his teammates, talking to his coaches, and talking to other coaches that have been around him, they say that their leadership styles are very similar inside the room, and the way that they're able to bring teams together and command attention. And I think that that's certainly something that Kyler Murray showed as the year went on. He showed it on the baseball field. He's a very competitive guy. He talked to his baseball teammates, and they have similar stories, both in leadership and competitiveness. And I think that that's something that certainly would translate in a way that that Baker Mayfield translated, just in a quite a bit different way.
Ryan, last year when we had you on with us, we spent a lot of time talking about Baker Mayfield. Panned out nicely. Good season for the Browns. A change in head coach mid-season for the Browns. And, of course, the name that immediately got brought up is, well, if it's Baker Mayfield, you got to be thinking about Lincoln Riley to come in to be the head coach of the Browns, right? I guess I'm curious, you know, what do you know about Lincoln Riley and his future in Oklahoma? I mean, what's keeping him in Oklahoma? Was he approached about the Browns? And was he approached about any other of the openings in the NFL? Because there had to have at least been some phone calls made on his behalf, right?
Yeah, there were no doubt some phone calls made on his behalf. I mean, heck, the Browns GM was on Oklahoma's sideline. I think what was it, their last game of the regular season at West Virginia, and then believe in the Big 12 championship game. So they certainly signaled like they might make a run at him, and I think that played into Lincoln Riley signing a lucrative extension deal with Oklahoma just days after their season ended with a loss to Alabama down in the Orange Bowl. But Oklahoma paid him an average annual value of $6.5 million a year. He said that he liked the college game. Lincoln Riley is a guy who genuinely likes recruiting. College coaches say they like recruiting all the time, but for a lot of them, it's a grind. But Lincoln Riley genuinely relishes that opportunity, and I think that played a big part. That and pursuing a championship played a big part in him deciding to stay at Oklahoma for now. But you've got to think that other NFL teams are going to make a run at him, especially you've heard all the rumors about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. You know, if they decide to move on from Jason Garrett at some point, you've got to think that they would pursue a guy like Lincoln Riley, who grew up a Cowboys fan in West Texas.
Yeah, I mean, in the short term, though, you'll have him next year. We do know that. And who are we talking about, in 2020? Who will be the quarterback? Who's the next guy here, next man up for the Oklahoma Sooners as far as the quarterback position, Ryan?
Well, they got Jalen Hurts from Alabama, the transfer, after having success with two transfer quarterbacks in Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. Now, clearly Jalen Hurts' skill set is a little bit different from those two, but also he doesn't have to sit out a year, can go jump right into things. And I think what we've learned from Lincoln Riley over the last two seasons especially, but really the last four, is his ability to shift that offense into what it needs to be for the personnel that they had. When he arrived in Norman, there was all kinds of questions over whether he would be able to run the ball. He found a way to work in Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon in the run game to that. So it would not surprise me at all if here in a year we're talking about Jalen Hurts as an NFL prospect because of what Lincoln Riley has been able to bring out in him.
Well, Ryan, I mean, we look forward to our annual conversation to talk about which Oklahoma quarterback is going to go where in the draft. Before we let you go, you're always gracious with your time. We'll let our listeners know where they can read more of your work, see more of your work.
But you can read my work at newsok.com, the website of the Oklahoma newspaper in Oklahoma City. You can follow me on Twitter at R-Y-A-B-E-R, at Rye Aber.
So who's your hockey team? I read your bio there. You cover a little bit of hockey?
How long before Oklahoma gets a Division I hockey program? It's got to happen soon, right? Arizona State's in.
Yeah, they actually, Oklahoma has a nice little club program. I can't remember what the conference is that they're in, but they play with UCO, another program up here. But Division I hockey would be awfully nice, except for it would steal away my ice time because I play a couple nights a week in a adult league down
here. Yes, now you're talking, Ryan. Beer league hockey, raising a glass towards you, my friend.
I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun. Keeps me on my toes a little bit.
Yeah, see? He's one of us. You're a New Yorker, Ryan. Anytime you want to come up here, man.
Yeah, we'll wait until the snow melts, right? Yeah. Ryan, appreciate your time as always. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it. Ryan Aber, covering the Oklahoma Sooners, covering Sooners athletics for the Oklahoman. Great chat with him, talking a little Kyler Murray. What did we learn, Gene?
What did we learn? It's not LeVar Ball 2.0. I think that he was pretty clear on that, that yes, his father does have, you know, he's advising, but no, he's not going to engineer, so to speak, something like this, in his opinion. And that when he's compared, here's somebody that covered him. How many people actually covered Kyler Murray, the baseball player? Probably not a lot. Probably maybe you can count on one hand. He's comparing him to Andrew McCutchen? Ricky Henderson? If you're a baseball fan, you're missing out on this guy, and yeah, he flames out. I mean, he might be the one and only guy, Danger, where he goes to football, it doesn't work out, and he can pick back baseball up later.
I'm going to say this again and again and again, because I believe it to be true, that Kyler Murray, should he get drafted by a team he has zero interest in playing for, will end up playing baseball. Forget everything that he's saying right now. He's saying the right things right now. He's saying what he needs to say right now. But if he don't want to play in Jacksonville, then he'll go play baseball, and he'll be just fine. If Miami drafts him, maybe it's a different story. But you have to look at the situation in Miami and think, all right, do you really want to get thrown into that mess?
What about the Redskins?
If you don't want to play for the Redskins?
Yeah, it's
tough. It's tough. I think it has to be a situation he wants to be in order for him to really say, yeah, I'm going to focus on being an NFL quarterback. Because, listen, those numbers at the combine, they will not lie. And it'll have every team questioning and knowing that this is a gamble. This is a risk. We see a lot of great things, but at the end of the day, can't change his height. So what are we doing with him? Some team will be desperate, and some team, you know, quarterback desperate team could take him in the first round. And if it's not a place where he wants to go, or if he slides and he's not happy about the fact that he slides,
or if he goes somewhere, we're just assuming that whoever team takes him, automatically he's penciled in as the number one. Well, what if, who would be a team right now that you would have a quarterback controversy? Say a team like Cincinnati. Okay, Andy Dalton's there. What do you do? Hey, you know, either I'm coming and I'm the guy, or I'm not the guy.
I mean, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, if you're a Minnesota fan, Kirk Cousins isn't on the top of your list of, like, the answers for 2019. If you brought in a guy like Kyler Murray, how long before you're screaming for that guy?
Well, you bring in Kyler Murray, you have to understand you're changing your whole offense around Kyler Murray. If you were, let's say the Buffalo Bills, never, ever, ever would happen, but you can't plop him in as the backup. It's not going to happen. It's two different styles of offense.
If you missed that conversation with Ryan Aber of the Oklahoman, we'll have that for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. Also, our conversation from earlier this hour with Linus Allmark, Buffalo Sabres starting goaltender. We'll get that for you on demand as well. Next, we got to get to the top stories from around the National Football League. Appetizers is brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouthwatering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
Yeah, something we talked about earlier, we'll bring up again here. There was a trade today in the NFL. We'll tell you where Joe Flacco ended up. The latest on Antonio Brown. We've got some news from the Jets as well, and a Cowboy note.
All right, that's all coming up next. NFL appetizers in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus, on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.